Hello.
Yes, hello. This is a courtesy callback from Omax Help. My name is Chase. How may I help you?
Hi there. I was trying to place an order yesterday for the roll-on CBD oil, and
okay.
It wouldn't let me place the order. It kept saying denied. I contacted customer service. They said to contact my credit card company. I contacted them. They said it was your issue. I called you guys back. And the person was supposed to be calling me back after speaking to a manager to see if there's another way that they could help me. And I never received a call back, but I did see that there was some fraudulent attempts on my credit card. So I'm wondering if the two are related, or is your site secure? Is this a legitimate company? I don't know what's going on. I'm starting to question what's happening here.
Okay, I see. Well, I do apologize there for the inconvenience with that. Of course, it definitely is a legitimate company and business with the Omax Help. But with the payment methods, what type of card was that?
I've tried with two different Visa cards and a MasterCard, and they've all had issues. No payment will go through. It
okay.
says denied, payment denied, check your information, payment denied, and I've triple-checked everything, and it was entered correctly.
Okay.
And I've had no other issues with my card up until I started getting fraudulent charges. So I don't know if the two are just unrelated or if it has something to do with what's happening on the website.
Right. Yes, and I would have to guess it would be unrelated. There's no way for me to – so no payment has actually went through for you with us, correct?
I guess, but the credit card company can't even see a payment being attempted. So they're saying there's something going on your website. It's not like it's coming through to them and they're denying it. They're saying it's not even coming through to them.
Okay, I see. Let's see. Maybe I can try to check and see if there's anything in the system. If it didn't go through, I don't think I'll be able to locate anything, though. Let me see. What would be your zip code?
The shipping zip code? I was trying to have it shipped to a different address than my billing address. So which one did you want, the billing or the shipping?
Let's go with the shipping.
33931.
31. Okay, thank you for that. And what would be the first and last name?
Of the shipping or of the billing?
Let's go with the shipping.
Gabriel DeMunk.
Okay. Don't see anything here under that. What would be the billing name?
Sandra Evans.
Nope, I don't see that either. So it doesn't look like we've had anything go through with that under the...
Are you able to place an order for me?
I can try. Yeah, we can try that. Let's see. Order, enter new sale. Okay, let's see. We're going to create an order, and that was the CBD. You said the CryoFreeze roll-on?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see here. We got the joint defense, relief drops, cream. Where is my roll-on? There it is, roll-on. Okay, and then for the, let's see, so billing and shipping are going to be different addresses. What is the name on the billing again for the first name?
Sandra Evans.
Okay, and the address for that billing?
274 Jenkins Road, J-E-N-K-I-N-S.
Road, okay.
And it's in Scotland, Ontario, Canada. Are you just trying to place it on the website, or do you have another way of doing this?
No, I'm placing an order with our system here.
Okay.
Let me see. So that may be. I was just reading the update here that I have for the Canadian orders. It's giving
me
a different...
Well, I want it shipped, though, to the U.S., but, and I'm paying on a card that's in U.S. dollars.
I see. Okay. That may be the issue. I was... System. Okay, let's see. So that city name again for the billing, could you spell that for me?
Scotland, Scotland.
Okay. And there's a postal code for that?
Yes. N is in Nancy, 0, E is in Edward, 1, R, 0.
Okay. And... A phone number for that?
519-446-3679.
Okay, thank you for that. And email address?
S is in Sandra, D is in David, E is in Edward, M is in Monkey, U, N is in Nancy, C is in Charlie, K, 3131 at yahoo.ca. So
okay.
S-D-E-M-U-N-C-K 3131 at yahoo.ca.
Okay, thank you for that. And then you said we're trying to use a Visa, correct?
Well, we're going to go with a MasterCard because they've now canceled
okay.
my Visa.
Oh, okay, so we'll go MasterCard. And whenever you're ready, we'll start with the card number.
5192-6960. 0122-5855.
Okay, thank you for that. The expiration date?
0821.
Okay, and CVV or security code?
188.
88. Okay. Save that. Okay, so now we're going to go to the shipping. And first name on the shipping?
Gabriel, G-A-B-R-I-E-L.
Okay, and last name?
DeMunk, D is in David, E is in Edward, uppercase M, U-N-C-K.
Okay, and the address?
70. So 70 Iroquois Drive North.
Do you mind spelling that for me?
Iroquois Drive, Drive, North. And that's in Fort Myers Beach, Florida.
Okay, and the zip code there?
33931.
931. There we go. Okay.
I have a discount code for it as well.
Okay, with the codes, that is since we do our have two different systems there. So online orders are with promo codes and discount codes. For us, we don't have a way to apply those with the system that I'm using for the customer service. So that would be, let's see, for the one bottle, let's see, it would be $34.95.
You have no way of applying a discount or reducing the price?
Let's see if there's another option for the roll-on for you.
doing it or something.
I can apply a 50% discount on that for you, so it would take it down to $17.49.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, let me go ahead and try to process here for us.
Did it work?
It's still loading here.
Oh.
Well, it's telling me it's not... The country field is not right, but it is. The country codes... Okay, Oh, it's telling me that the zip code is not matching the country code.
For my postal code?
Right.
Did you do N0E1R0?
Yes, that's
and
what
no,
I have.
No space?
Right, that's correct.
If you try a space, does that work? I mean, that is my postal code. We usually do a space, but I know your system doesn't usually like the space. But that is the postal. And it's Canada, Ontario, Canada?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, when we put in the postal code there, it kind of fills in the rest. It recognizes the city and the country and everything for us.
Yeah.
So that's filling in like it should. It's just some reason the system is not allowing it to process for us. It's telling us the country code is incompatible, but that's it. That's the only way to enter CAN for country code.
Is it CA? Is it online? You have to put full Canada, so.
Right. Yeah. I've tried to take out the N and just go with that, but it's still going to be the same error. It's telling me that I needed the either the USA CAN or MEX, and then when I make sure that it's CAN, it tells me
right.
That's not compatible.
Okay, so your system doesn't like me either.
I guess not. I don't know why this is a first for me. It's definitely.
There's got to be a way around this. Can we I don't know. Can you force it to just, as long as the payment should go through? I don't know. I mean, there's nothing wrong with the card.
Yeah, no, it's not a way for me to kind of force that there.
You can't leave it blank, or I don't know. If you put America or U.S., does it screw it up? I don't know. Is there a tech support that we can contact?
Let's see. They give me a website for the Canadian orders that it says to track Canadian shipments, please use this website. I have a website.
But I don't want it to ship to Canada because it's going to charge me like $40 or something, and it's for my parents who are in Florida. So I don't want to ship it to me. I just wanted to pay for it.
Right. I was saying, just because it seems like the system is, still recognizing the Canadian issue there with something to do with the postal code.
Well,
so,
and it lets you enter it. So, I mean, it should let you process it, I would have thought.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I'm not sure what that could be. The only other option I would have for you, though, would be to try the website here. See if maybe there's some option there with that, contact and support.
So I've tried that. I've spent about 4 hours trying to just order something from you guys. So this is my last resort. If you can't do it, then I guess I'm just not going to be buying your product ever. It doesn't seem to want to sell to me.
Gotcha. Okay. Yes,
if
it's
you guys can't fix your problem, then I definitely can't fix it.
Yes, yeah. I honestly, like I said, it's a first for me. I've never seen this happen with an order.
And so who do you contact when you have issues that you can't solve? Do you have a manager or tech support? I mean, your tech, like, I don't know your company. There's got to be somebody who can fix this.
Yeah, well, I can actually submit a form to our billing department and see if they can look into that issue. You know,
is
usually
it possible
we would
phone somebody. It's just my parents are going to be leaving that address in a week, so I need it to be shipped out as soon as possible. I've already waited over 24 hours for the last person to call me back, and they never did. So I don't really, like, if it doesn't ship out today, then I can't order the product anyway. It's not going to be here in time.
Yes, Sam. I mean, I can get you transferred over to one of our supervisors to see if maybe they could possibly have another way of working around that. That would be the only
other
option.
Okay, am I going to have to go through this whole process with them, or is there a way that you can fill them in on bring them up to speed sort of thing?
Yes, I'll be able to leave some notes there for the call so they'll know what's going on.
Okay, you can't just ask them. Tell them the problem that you're having in your system. I don't know how to explain what you type in CAN and it doesn't let you process it. Is that the problem? I don't know what your problem is exactly.
Yes, I'll have our issue described here for the supervisor.
Okay.
Bear with me one moment. Let me get the transfer set up for you.
Sure.
Thank you for holding there. I've almost got the transfer set up for us. Here we got the notes detailed for you.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you for your patience once again there. So I've got the notes typed up and the call ready to transfer over to the supervisor. Once you hit the transfer button, we'll put into the queue and answered by the next available supervisor. So if it isn't answered immediately, just stay on the line. You'll be answered in the order that your call was received.
Okay, thank you.
Yep, thank you for calling OMAX Help, and have a great day.
You too.
Okay.